Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Pevav. Our Gemara is a continuation from the Gemara before and Daf Pehei Amid Beis. In the Gemara before and Daf Pehei Amid Beis, we find that the Gemara has a shaila by Kalev Shalakech Bershus Meicher Thalakech His Kain Hornat. The Gemara brings the following raya: Amarava Toshma Moshach. Then we differentiate between pasak atrei modad, that then that wach is ein shnei mechirun lachzer bahen. On the other end, modad atrei pasak shneihen yechirun lachzer bahen. From here, Rav approves mid the kelev de meicher b'shosay keach lekana, kelev. Now to explain pshat in this, our Gemara says, "Mitekelev the meicher b'rishus lekeach leikana." Kelev the lekeach nami b'rishus meicher leikana. We find that the Rashbam and Tosfos explain pshat in our Gemara as follows. From this that we learn, "Perkon v'chnis notech beisai that pe pasak atrei modad ein shnei anichirun lachzer bahen." And this that we say in shnei anichirun lachzer bahen is because a lekeach is kine v'kinyan chotzer. From there one sees that even though the tefuah is still in the kelim of the meicher, but still the lekeach is kine, and the kelim of the meicher are not ma'akev the lekeach from being kine with his rishos. And this that the kelim of the meicher are not ma'akev on the lekeach from being kine with his rishos is because the kelim of the meicher are nisbatel eitzel rishos shal ha'lekeach. And therefore, so too, kelev de lekech nami b'rishus meicher leikana, since the kelim of the lekech are nesbatel, eitzel rishus ha-meicher. This, our Gemara says, kelev de meicher b'rishus lekech leikana, our Gemara means to say that kelim de meicher are not ma'akev upon the rishus lekech from being kaina. The Rashbam and Tosfos both go on to say, this, our Gemara proves, from Perkon Vechnison Teich Beisa that Pasak Atre Modad Ein Shnein Echirun Lachzabahen, that the Kelim Shal Meicher are not Ma'akev upon the Rishos HaLakech from being Kaina, and the Lakech is Kaina Bekinyin Chotzer. Had the Lakech been able to be Kaina Bekinyin Meshicha, then the Gemara would not have a Raya that Kelim de Meicher Rishos HaLakech Lekana, and our Gemara would not have been able to prove that kelev de lekech nami b'rishus meicher leikana. Since even if we are to say that kelev de meicher are ma'akev upon the rishus lekech from being kaina, but still the lekech will be able to be kaina in those kelev bekinyan meshicha. This that one cannot explain the halacha perkan v'chnisan teich beisai that by pasak atrei modad ein shnei mechirun lachzer bahen midin kinyan meshicha is a machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam explains this, that one cannot explain the halacha perkon vechnisan teich beisai midin kinyan meshicha is because the perkon vechnisan teich beisai took place before the pasak. And since the perkon vechnisan teich beisai took place before the pasak, for that reason at the time of meshicha one did not yet have a pasak, and therefore meshicha cannot be kaina before the psika. And for that reason one has to explain the halacha perkon vechnisan teich beisai Ein shnei nichirun lachzer bahen, even though the psika took place after the perkon, is because the lekeach is kaina b'kinyan chotzer. And even though the tefuah was already b'chatzer before the psika, but still with the psika he will be kaina b'kinyan chotzer. The fact that the tefuah was already b'chatzer does not make any difference as far as kinyan chotzer is concerned. That is how the Rashbam explains the hechrich, that the kinyan that we are referring to is not a kinyan meshicha, but rather the kinyan is a kinyan b'rishusay shel halekeach midin kinyan chotzer. Tosfos, on the other hand, explains the hechrich of our Gemara, that the kinyan that we are referring to is a kinyan shel chotzer, not a kinyan shel meshicha, since perkon v'chnisan teich beisai is not only referring to a case that the lekeach was the one who was perkon v'chnisan teich beisai, but rather perkon v'chnisan teich beisai is even referring to a case that the meicher was the one who was perkon v'chnisan teich beisai. And even though the meicher was the one who was perkon v'chnisan teich beisai, and therefore one cannot have a kinyan meshicha since the meicher was the one who did the meshicha, but still one is kinyan midin kinyan chotzer. And that is the hechich of our Gemara, that perkon v'chnisan teich beisai is referring to a kinyan chotzer, and that is the raya of our Gemara, that the kelim of the meicher are not ma'akev upon the rishos lekeach from being kaina. So again, both the Rashbam and Tosfos understand that had the kinyan of Perkan Mechnisa Teich Beisai been the kinyan Meshicha, then our Gemara would not have a raya that the kelim of the Meicher and Amakiv upon the Rishos HaLakeach, since this that the Lakeach is kind as min din kinyan Meshicha. So from the Rashbam and Tosfos one sees that kelim shall Meicher and Amakiv upon the Lakeach from being kind of a kinyan Meshicha, which has nothing to do with the Shaila. If the kelim shall meicher on his battle, eitzel harishos. And so too we find is a shita of the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ramban and the Rashba bring the following raya of the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Aleph. That the Gemara says if someone was gone of a kish shal moyes mershas abayim, and he was mighty the kish shal moyes mershas abayim or shes harabim, he is kind of the moyes which are in the kiss, even though he was not yet kind of the kiss, since the entire kiss was not yitzi mershas abayim. And even though he was not kind of the kiss, but still, he is able to be kind of the moish of a kiss, the kinyan Meshicha. So from there, the Ramban and the Rashi prove that Meshicha works the kelav shal meicher. In Tosfos, we find that Pehem base, we find that Tosfos brings another raya to prove that Meshicha works the kelav shal meicher. From this that we learnt, that Rishos meicher leikona ad shagviyana oyad sheitziyana merishusay. And our Gemara explains this, that by Rishos Meicher, Ikona Ad Shagbiyana Oya Chetiani Mereshusi is referring to Kelov de Meicher, since by Kelov de Lakeach one can say that Kelov Shalakeach are Kaina Berishos Meicher, since the Kelov Shalakeach are not Nisbatel Eitzel Harishos. And even though we are referring to a case of Kelov de Meicher, but still the halacha is that if he is Meitzi the Kelov Shalmeicher Mereshusi, he is Kaina whatever is in the Kelov Bekinyan Meshicha. And even though it is the Kelov Shalmeicher, but still, Meshicha works with Kelim Shal Meicher. That is the Raya of Tosfos before and after Behe on the base. So again, these Rishonim understand that as far as Meshicha is concerned, Meshicha Shal Lakeach will work even with Kelim Shal Meicher. On the other hand, in Rabbeinu Gershom we find that Rabbeinu Gershom is Chelek. And Rabbeinu Gershom explains this that we learn to Perek HaMechnisam Teich Beisai is referring to a case that the Lakeach was the one who was Perek HaMechnisam Teich Beisai, which is not like we mentioned before B'Shem Tosfos. And Rabbeinu Gershom goes on to say that the Pasak took place before the Pirkan, which is not like we mentioned before B'Shem the Rashbam. And since the Lakeach is the one who is doing the Pirkan Vechnis Anateich Beisai, and the Pirkan Vechnis Anateich Beisai is taking place after the Psika, for that reason one has a Kinyan Meshicha. And so do we find that Rashbam brings down B'Shem Ist Mefarshi, and Rashbam brings down B'Shem Ist Mefarshi, that Perkan Mechnisan Teich Beisai Hainu Meshicha. And even though Perkan Mechnisan Teich Beisai Hainu Meshicha, but still our Gemara proves from this that we say Perkan Mechnisan Teich Beisai Ein Shnei Mechirnu Achzer Bohen, that Kelov de Meicher Bishos Lakeach are not Ma'akev upon the Rishos HaLakeach, and so too Kelov de Lakeach Nami Bishos Meicher Lakeana, which is based on this that we find that the Rishonim bring down B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim, that the Yesh Mefarshim understand the Meshicha Shalakeach B'Kelav Shalmeicher will not work. And if Meshicha Shalakeach B'Kelav Shalmeicher will work, from there one sees that the Kelav Shalmeicher are not ma'akev upon the Rishos HaLakeach from being kaina. And for the reason our Gemara proves that mid the Kelav Shalmeicher B'Rishos HaKeach Leikana, so too Kelav Shalakeach B'Rishos Meicher Leikana. And so to Ochir is Mukhrach Veshitas Harif HaRambam that we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Pehei. As he mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Pehei, the Rambam and the Rif both understand that if we are to say that one can be Kaina, Bekelem Shal Meicher Veshus Lekeach, but that does not mean to say that the Kelem are Nisbatel Eitzel HaRashos, but rather all that means to say is this, we do not need both, that the Chavetz is Nimtza B'Kelem Shalakeach and B'Rishos HaLakeach, but rather this itself, that the Chavetz is Nimtza B'Rishos HaLakeach, even though the Chavetz is Nimtza B'Kelem Shalmeicher, that itself is enough to enable the Lakeach to be Kaina. And so to B'Kelem Shalakeach B'Rishos Meicher we will say that even though the Chavetz is Nimtza B'Rishos Meicher, but still since the Chavetz is Nimtza B'Kelem Shalakeach, that itself is enough for us to say that the Lakeach can be Kaina B'Kelav. As we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Pehei, the Rif and the Rambam understand that the Shaila of our Gemara of Kelem Shalakeach B'Rishos Meicher, are the Kelem Kaina or not, is not a Shaila as far as Bittel, if we see the Kelem Shanis Batul Eitzel HaRishos or not, but rather it is Pasha to our Gemara that the chayfetz is nimtza, both in the keli shel halakeach and in the rishos of the meicher. And our Gemara shaila is, if the fact that the chayfetz is still nimtza b'rishos hameicher is that a reason that the halakeach cannot be kain if the chayfetz is nimtza b'kelav? And so too we will say the other way around, that if the chayfetz is nimtza b'rishos halakeach, even though the chayfetz is nimtza b'kelav shel meicher, but still the halakeach will be able to be kain. Now, according to the Rif and the Rambam, one has to understand Pshat and Argamar, what is Pshat in this that Argamar says. Midakelav, the Meicher Rishos Lakeach Laikana, so to Kelav the Lakeach Nami Rishos Meicher Laikana. If anything, according to the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, we should say the other way around. Then Midakelav, the Meicher Rishos Lakeach Laikana, and the Kelav, the Meicher Namakev upon the Rishos Lakeach and being Kaina, and the Lakeach has the ability to be Kaina Birishusai, so too we will say, that Kelav the Lakech Dami Rishos Meicher Kana, and the Lakech has the ability to be Kaina B'Kelav. So to explain Pshat and Agamar according to the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, one has to say, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Yesh Mefarshim. And the Rif and the Rambam understand that Meshicha B'Kelav Shal Meicher does not help. Which, as we find in the Magen Mishnah in Perek Talmi Ahochus Mechir Alachehei, that is the Shita of the Rambam, that Meshicha is not Kaina B'Kelav Shal Meicher. And therefore, from this, then one sees that by Perkam Mechnisam Teich Beisai, which, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Istam of Farshi and Abinu Gershim, the Agamar is referring to a Kenyan Shal Mashicha, that the Mashicha works. For Mashicha to work with Kelim Shal Meicher, one needs that the Keli is Nisbatal Eitzel Harishos. If the Keli will not be Nisbatal Eitzel Harishos, the Mashicha will not work. As long as we still see the Chayfetz with Kelim Shal Meicher, then the Mashicha cannot work. And for that reason, our Gemara proves from this one is kind of a Mashicha that the Keli is Nisbatal Eitzel Harishos. And if the Keli is Nisbatal Eitzel Harishos, so too we will say that a Keli Shalakeach B'Shos Meicher will not be kind of, since the Keli Shalakeach is Nisbatal Eitzel Harishos. In other words, even though the Rif and the Rambam understand that the Shaila of our Gemara of Keli Shalakeach B'Shos Meicher is not a Shaila as far as Bittel, but still from this the Mashicha is kind of a Keli Shalmeicher, from there one sees that the Keli is Nisbatal Eitzel Harishos, and for that reason one can prove that a Keli Shalakeach B'Shos Meicher will not be Kaina based on Bitzel. That is a Chira, how one has to explain Pshat and our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. But now one has to understand according to the Rif and the Rambam, what is the Hechrich, that the Kenyan of Perkam Mechnisam Ateich Beisai is a Kenyan Shal Mashicha? Why can't he be Kaina B'Kenyan Chatzar? And if he is Kaina B'Kenyan Chatzar, then our Gemara will no longer have a raya from Perkan Mechnisan Teich Beisai that a Keli Shalakeach B'Shos Meicher will not be Kaina, according to the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. So to explain Pshat and the Hechach of our Gemara according to the Rif and the Rambam, that the Kenya Perkan Mechnisan Teich Beisai is a Kenyan Shal Mashicha and not a Kenyan Shal Chatzar, Bechira one has to say as follows, that the Hechach is from this that the Breisa goes on to say, what is Pshat in this that we say, even though the Medida and the Achnasa Tech Beisai took place before the Pasak, but still, once one has a Pasak, the Halacha should be Shnein Ein Yechinu Achzer Bahen, since after the Pasak he should be Kaina B'Kinyan Chatzer. And for that reason, Rashbam has to explain this that we learned Modar Achrei Pasak Shnein Yechinu Achzer Bahen means to say Yechinu Achzer Kaidem Sheyifseku Avo Mishayifsekana. According to the Rif and the Rambam, on the other hand, this itself was a Hechech Var Gemara, that the Kenyan that we're referring to is a Kenyan Shal Mashicha, not a Kenyan Shal Chatzar, since as far as Kenyan Shal Chatzar is concerned, after the Pasak one should be Kaina B'Kenyan Chatzar. And from this then one sees from the Mashmos of the Breisa that even after Shal Pasak still he is not Kaina. From there one sees that the Breisa is referring to a Kenyan Shal Mashicha, and one needs a Psika before the Mashicha in order to be Kaina B'Kenyan Mashicha. That is a chir the hechrich of our Gemara according to the Rif and the Rambam, that the Kenyan that we are referring to is a Kenyan Shal Mashicha. But again, one has to understand what happened to Kenyan Chatzar. Why is he not Kenyan of a Kenyan Chatzar? And therefore, the halacha should be that achar psika, even if the medida took place before the psika, but still one should be Kenyan of a Kenyan Chatzar. So chir to explain pshat. In this, one is not Kenyan of a Kenyan Chatzar, one has to say as follows, that the Braisa is referring to a specific case, that there was a Kepeda Mitzad HaMeicher, that the Lakeach should only be Kaina B'Kinyan Mashicha, and not with any other kinyan. And the Kepeda even excludes kinyan chotzer. And even though we find in the Gemara before Nathayin Vav, that even when there is a Kepeda but still Schiris Makam works, but that is only because Schiris Makam is considered a Meshicha. Like the Shita of the Rashba that we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Pehei. But still, where there is a Kepeda, one cannot be Kaina but Kinya Chatzar. And since the Braisa is referring to Kinya Meshicha, for that reason our Gemara proves, Mede Kelev shall Meicha Rishas Lakeach Lekana, so too Kelev shall Lakeach Rishas Meicha will not be Kaina. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishanim. What is the halacha? By Meshicha v'kelav shalmeicher. Does Meshicha v'kelav shalmeicher work or not? So to explain pshat in the machlokes harishanim, if Meshicha v'kelav shalmeicher works or not, l'chayra one can say as follows. This, that the Rashbam, Tesis, Ramban, and the Rashba, and other Rishanim understand that Meshicha works v'kelav shalmeicher, is because even if we are to say that the keli shalmeicher is not nispatel eitzah harishas, that does not mean to say that we do not see the chifetz at all b'rishos ha'lekeach, and the chifetz is only in the kli. But rather, even if the keli is not nisbatel eitzah harishos, but still we see the chifetz as if it is nimtza also b'rishos ha'lekeach. And therefore, as far as kinya meshicha is concerned, the lekeach will be able to be kinya b'kinya meshicha. This that one can say, that even though the chifetz is nimtza also b'rishos ha'lekeach, but still, as far as kinyan chatzar is concerned, as long as the keli is not nisbatel eitzel harishos, the lekeach cannot be kaina b'kinyan chatzar, is l'chayra because we say that as far as kinyan chatzar is concerned, one needs the chayfetz to be completely eitzel halekeach. As long as the chayfetz is considered still b'rishos hameicher, even though it is considered b'rishos halekeach as well, that itself is not enough for the lekeach to be kaina b'kinyan chatzar. Which l'chayra is the opposite of the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam that we mentioned before. But now one has to understand, if we are to say that even without Bittul, and even without the Keli being nisbatel eitzel harishos, but still we see the Chayfetz which is inside the Keli, as if the Chayfetz is Nimtza, in both Rishuyas, in the Rishos HaKli, and in the Rishos of the Chotzer, if so, what is pshat in this that we find, that if a Keli shalikeach b'shos meicher is not kaina, so too we will say that a keli shall meicher b'shos lekeach is kaina. Even if we are to say that a keli shall lekeach b'shos meicher is not kaina, this that a keli shall lekeach b'shos meicher is not kaina is not necessarily because the keli shall lekeach is nispatel eitzel harishos, but rather one can say this, that the keli shall lekeach b'shos meicher is not kaina, is because we see the chayfetz as if it is nimtza in two rishuyas, and for that reason the halacha should be that a keli shall meicher b'shos lekeach is also not kaina. So here to explain pshat in these Rishonim, who understand that Meshicha works with Kelev Shalmeicher, one has to explain pshat with a little bit of a different mahalach, and say that even if the Chayfet is also considered Bereshos HaLekeach, even without the Keli being nispatel eitzel harishos, but still the Iker Mokem HaChayfet is in the Kli, and for that reason a Keli Shalmeicher Bereshos HaLekeach will not be kaina, since the Iker Mokem HaChayfetz is in the Kli. And as long as the Keli is not in its battle Eitzel HaRishos, the Lekeach cannot be Kaina. And for that reason we find, according to these Rishonim, that if we are to say that a Keli shall Lekeach b'shos meicher is not Kaina, from there one sees that a Keli shall meicher b'shos Lekeach will be Kaina. Since this that a Keli shall Lekeach b'shos meicher is not Kaina, is only because the keli is in spatel eitzel harishos, if not for the fact that the keli is in spatel eitzel harishos, then one would be kaina the kelev shalikeach, since we see the ikr mokem achifetz be kelev shalikeach, and therefore so too kelev shalmeicher be shosakeach the lekeach will be kaina, since we have a bitul rishos. That is the chira, how one can explain pshat in these rishenim will hold that Meshicha works be kelev shalmeicher. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Rishonim will hold that Meshicha works with Kelev Shalmeicher. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in these Rishonim will hold that Meshicha works with Kelev Shalmeicher is l'chayra by saying, as we find by Reb Chaim. In Reb Chaim in Perkimo Mehochas Kaneva we find that Reb Chaim says as follows, this that Meshicha works with Kelev Shalmeicher, that is only if as far as a Keli Shalmeicher one has a complete Meshicha, and one was Meshach the Keli Shalmeicher completely into his Rishos. And even though the Chayfetz that he is trying to be Kaina is still the Kelev Shal Meicher, but still the Meshicha. On the Kelev Shal Meicher will work to be kind of whatever is inside the Kli. In other words, this, that there is halacha, that in order to be kind of a kind of Meshicha, one needs achnasa or shusa, is not because achnasa or shusa is necessary for the Kenyan. But rather this, that one needs achnasa or shusa, is only in order to be considered a Maisa Meshicha. In order to be considered a Maisa Meshicha, one needs to do a Maisa Meshicha with a shusa. And therefore, B'chaim goes on to say that as long as a Meshicha and the Keli Shal Meicher was a Meshicha, that he was Meshach the Keli Shal Meicher into his Rishos, then one has a Maisa Meshicha, and the Maisa Meshicha that was done to the Keli Shal Meicher will work to be kind of whatever is inside the Kli. And even though whatever is inside the Kli is not considered Rishos HaMeicher, but still, one can be kind of whatever is inside the Kli B'kinya Meshicha, since one has a complete Maisa Meshicha. From Reb Chaim, one sees the following two Chidushim. First of all, this that one needs Achnasa or Shusai is just in order to be considered a Maisa Meshicha. And so too one sees from Reb Chaim that the Maisa Meshicha and the Keli Shal Meicher works to be kind of whatever is inside the Kli. And this that one is kind of whatever is inside the Kli is not because we see a direct Maisa Meshicha on whatever is inside the Kli. As we mentioned before, the Rishonim bring a raya from the Gemara and Shabbos and Afsa the Aleph to prove that Meshicha works with Kelev Shal Meicher. The Gemara and Shabbos is referring to a case that he was Meshach the Kiss, and he's being kinyan the mice which are inside the kiss, even though he is not being kinyan the kiss, since part of the kiss is still Bereshos HaNignav. And even though part of the kiss is still Bereshos HaNignav, but still the Meshicha works to be kinyan the mice which are inside the kiss. And from there the Rishonim prove that Meshicha works with Kelev Shal Meicher. As far as the case of the Gemara and Shabbos, one cannot explain this that Meshicha works with Kelev Shal Meicher, as Reb Chaim explains, that we have a complete Meshicha on the Keli Shal Meicher, since as far as the Gemara and Shabbos is concerned, one does not have a complete Meshicha on the Keli Shal Meicher. Part of the kiss is still Bereshos HaNignav, and therefore one has to say that the Meshicha is considered a Meshicha directly on the Moish of a kiss. And still the Rishonim say that Meshicha works with Keli Shal Meicher, and therefore B'shitas HaRishonim Ochir, one has to explain, like the first Sad that we mentioned before, that even B'Kelev Shal Meicher, but still we see the Chifetz as if it is also Nimtzer B'Rishos HaLekeach. And even though, as we mentioned before, the Iker Mokam HaChifetz is in the Kli and not in the Rishos, but still, as far as Meshicha is concerned, that itself is enough to be Kine B'Kinyan Meshicha. This at the Rif, the Rambam Rabbeinu Gerushim, and the Istam of Farshi that the Rishonim bring down argue. And these Rishonim understand that Meshicha does not work B'Kelev Shal Meicher. Okay, one can say this that these Rishonim argue is because these Rishonim understand that we do not see the Chifetz at all Bereshos HaLekeach, but rather we only see the Chifetz Bereshos HaMeicher. In other words, we only see the Chifetz Bereshos HaKli and not Bereshos HaChotzer. And for that reason, in order for Meshicha to work with Kelev Shal Meicher, one needs that the Keli is Nespatel Eitzel HaRishos. But as we mentioned before, Bereshitas HaRif HaRambam, one cannot say that the Chifetz is only Nimtza Bereshos HaKli, since according to the Rif and the Rambam, according to both Tzadim of our Gemara, if a Keli Shal Keach works Bereshos HaMeicher or not, our Gemara understands that we see the Chifetz both Bereshos HaKli and Bereshos HaChotzer. And the Shaila of our Gemara is a Shaila, if the fact that the Chifetz is also Nimtza Bereshos HaMeicher is at a reason that the Lekeach should not be Kaina B'Kinyan Chotzer or not. So again, from the Rif and the Rambam, one clearly sees that our Gemara understands that the Chifetz is not only Nimtza Bereshos HaKli, but rather the Chifetz is Nimtza Bereshos HaKarka as well. If so, what is pshat in this that the Rishonim understand that Meshicha does not work with Kelev Shal Meicher without the Keli being Nispatel Eitzel HaRishos? So to explain pshat in these Rishonim Ochir, one has to say as follows, that as far as Meshicha is concerned, it is poshet that in order for Meshicha to be Kaina, one needs that the Chifetz was completely Yoytze Mereshos HaMeicher. As long as the Chifetz is still Bereshos HaMeicher, then the Lekeach cannot be Kaina B'Kinyan Meshicha. In other words, the Chifetz of Kinyan Meshicha is this, that the Chifetz was Yoytze Mereshos HaMeicher. And for that reason, only if the Keli is Nespatel Eitzel HaRishos will we say that one can be Kaina B'Meshicha B'Kelev Shal Meicher. So again, we'll clear the basis of this Machlikas HaRishonim is a Machlikas If a Mashiach one needs that the keli is completely yoytze mishas hamecher, or all one needs is that the keli was nichnas into the rishos of the lekeach, one does not need that the chifetz was entirely yoytze mishas hamecher. The Rashbam, Tosfos, and the other Rishonim understand that as far as Mashiach is concerned, even if it is still considered Rishos HaMeicher, but still as long as we have Achnas or Rishos HaLekech, the Lekech Mikoyne V'kinim Mashiach, the Rif and the Rambam and other Rishonim on the other end argue, and they understand that as far as Mashiach is concerned, one needs that the Chifetz was entirely Yoytzim Rishos HaMeicher in order for the Lekech to be Koyne V'kinim Mashiach. That is a Chira. He said a machlekes between these Rishonim. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha: Besura masno l'ashmeitza mishmeidu av chista, bepamadisa masno mishmeidu av kana, v'amila mishmeidu rava l'ishanu al dvarim shindarkan agbia, avod dvarim shindarkan agbia bagbar in b'mishicha lai. Now to explain this, Rav Gemara says, Dvarim shedarkan bagbar bagbar in b'mishicha lai. We find a tremendous machlekes harishainim. In the Ritva and the Ran, we find that the Ritva and the Ran explain this, that we say Dvarim shedarkan agbia bagboin b'mashicha lai, is not because it is not darkan b'mashicha, but rather, even if it is darkan b'mashicha, if one has the possibility of doing agba, one can only be kaina bagba. And for that reason, we find that the Rishonim say that if someone has an object which is a little heavy, but it is possible to agbah, even though it is a derech to yimeshech, but still one is only kainah b'agbah, one is not kainah b'meshicha. And for that reason, Rishonim go on to say that as far as this, our Gemara brings down hagainav kis b'shabes chayev shkfanes chayev b'gneva kodem shiovi yudeyer seskila. Hayim megar v'yoytze megar v'yoytze pater shesur shabes u'gneva b'an kechad. Then on this, Hagmar asks for a kiss to Barak Bahu, but v'yohachi kano b'mashicha, even though we are referring to something which is darka b'mashicha, since had it not been darka b'mashicha, then one would not be chayef for Shabbos. Since in order to be chayef for Shabbos, one needs derech ha'itzah v'kach, as one sees in Gemara and Ksuvas nafam and alef from a base. But still, even though it is darka b'mashicha, and for that reason, it is derech ha'itzah v'kach, and one has a chayef Shabbos, but still our Gemara says that since it is a bagbah, for that reason, one should only be able to be kaina bagbah. On the other hand, the Ravid and Rabbeinu Gershom argue, and the Ravid and Rabbeinu Gershom understand this that we say, that Dvarim Shadarkan Bagbah, Bagbah in B'Mashicha Lai, is only because it is Ein Darka B'Mashicha. And since it is Ein Darka B'Mashicha, for that reason one is not Kaina B'Mashicha. So again, we have a tremendous Machlekes HaRishonim, as far as this that we learnt, that Dvarim Shadarkan Lagbiya Bagbah in B'Mashicha Lai, does our Gemara mean to say, based on this, that it is not Darka B'Mashicha, for that reason one is not Kaina B'Mashicha? Or do we say that even as far as something which is darka b'mashicha, but as long as it is not ein darka bagba, one can only be kina bagba, not b'mashicha? Now one has to understand, Bishwama, according to Rabbeinu Gershom and the Ravid, to understand that this halacha of dvarim shadarkan bagba, bagba and b'mashicha lai, is based on this, that it is not darka b'mashicha. This, that one is not kina b'mashicha, is because in order to be kina, one needs that the derech is to be meishach. And so too we find that the Rishonim bring down v'shem ha'ravid, that the ravid understands that as far as something which is ein darka bagba, one cannot be kaina bagba. In other words, in order to be kaina with a specific type of kinyan, one needs that it is a derech to do such a maisa, and it is a derech to move the chayfetz in such a fashion. If it is not the derech to move the chayfetz in such a fashion, then one cannot be kaina with such a maisa. But what is the pshat in this that the Rishonim understand that halacha dvarim shadarkan bagba bagban b'mashicha has nothing to do with any darka b'mashicha, but rather it is because one has the possibility of doing agba, and as long as it is not ein darka bagba, the halacha is bagba in b'mashicha lai. So to explain pshat, in this sheet of these Rishonim, we find a number of mahalchim. In Taisus before in the Fine Vav Menalf, we find that the Ri explains pshat in our Gemara. This that we find, that one can only be kinyan b'agbah is because we say that since hagbah is chashuva yoser, the kinyan hagbah which is chashuva yoser is mevatela shar kinyanim. The makom that one has the option of doing a better kinyan, one can only do the kinyan hachashuv yoser. That is how the Ri explains pshat in the halacha of our Gemara. On the other end, as we find that Teishas Yifor Nafayin involved brings down Meshem Benatam argues on the Ri, and Benatam understands that there is no such halacha that the Kinyan which is Choshev Yoser is Mvatela Shar Kinyonim, as the Benatam asks, V'chi mitzvah sein, Shemavatla Zua Zu. Now, one has to understand, according to Benatam, how are we to explain Pshat in our Gemara? One can say that according to Benatam, one can explain Pshat in our Gemara based on the Shita of Rabbeinu Gershom and the Ravid. That our Gemara does not mean, based on this Agbah is Chashuva Yisr, but rather our Gemara means, this that Mashiach is not Kain is because it is not Darkai B'Mashiach. And it is because it is in Darkai B'Mashiach that one cannot be Kain B'Mashiach. Since in order to be Kain, one can only be Kain K'Darkai. That is one mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara, that Dvarim Shadakim Bagbah Bagbah in B'Mashiach Alay, according to the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, who understands that there is no halacha that one has to do the Kinyan HaChashuva Yeser. One can explain based on this that it is Meduyik in the Lashon of the Rambam. In the Rambam, in Perek Gimel Mehilchos Mechira HaChalaf, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Echad Habeima ve'echad Char HaMetalton Niknim V'Moyis Din Teira. U'mishanasan es HaMoyis Kona Vein Echad Mehen Yochal Achzerbay. Avo Chachamim Tiknu Shoyiknu HaMetalton Ela Bagba. In other words, as far as Takonas Chachamim, Chachamim were Mesakin, that Agbah and Mashiach are Kaina, Chachamim were Mesakin, that Agbah is Kaina, and this that Mashiach is Kaina, Chachamim were only Mesakin, this that Mashiach is Kaina, Bidvarim Shein Darkon Lagbia. And therefore, this that we say, that Bidvarim Shein Darkon Lagbia, Bagbah and Mashiach Alai, has nothing to do with the fact that Agbah is a better Kenyan, and therefore Agbah is Mevatelas Mashiach. But rather this, that one is only Kain of Agbah, is because Chachamim are only Mesakin Mashiach B'dvarim Shein Darkon Agbah. As long as one has the option of doing Agbah, and it is not Ein Darkai B'Agbah, then Chachamim were not Mesakin Mashiach. And for that reason, one can say that Ben Atam understands one cannot prove from our Gemara that the Kinyan HaChosh of Yisr is Mevatel Shar Kinyonim, since one can say this that Mashiach is not Kain B'Dvarim Shedarkan Agbah, is because the whole Takonis Mashiach was only said B'Dvarim She'ein Darkan Bagbah. And for that reason we find that the Rambam goes on to say in Halacha Beis, Kate said, how do we apply this Halacha? The Mashiach only works B'Dvar She'ein Darkan Agbah, HaMekabetz Eitzim Eipershnam V'Keitzipen V'Asa Mehen Ton Godol, She'yavsho Agbiyai Einei Nikna B'Mashiach. And even though it is Yafshel Agbiyai, since he was also Mehen Ton Godol, but still in a nickname of Mashiach, Asher Yafshel Ahater or Eged, or Agbiyai 8:8. V'chein Kol Kayetze Baza. In the Ravid, we find that the Ravid argues, and the Ravid says, that we do not say just because it is Efshel Ahater or Eged or Agbiyai 8:8, for that reason one can only be Kaina Bagbah. But rather, we will say that since he was also Mehen Ton Godol, for that reason, now it is Darkai B'Mashiach, Mashiach will be Kaina. This, that one has the option of being Matur the Eged, and to Agbiyah 8:8 is not a reason, one can only be Kaina Bagbah. The Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid is as far as how to explain Pshat in the Gemara on our base. The Gemara says, "In Masefa Okech Pishna Mechaveh Loikona Ad Shitatulana Mimokim Zela Mokim Acher." Our Gemara asks, "Atu Pishna Meshwifi Ravavi Miloy Avdi?" Therefore, one should be able to be kind of Pishtan Bagbah. Our Gemara answers by saying, Shaini Pishtan Dimishtamet. Now, as far as how to explain Pshat in the Teretz of our Gemara of Shaini Pishtan Dimishtamet, we find the Machlokes HaRishonim. The Rimigash explains that this, our Gemara says, Shaini Pishtan Dimishtamet, our Gemara means to say, that even though the Pishtan is Bishwifi Ravavi, but since he has the option to imriti the Pishtan from the Shwifi Ravavi and to be Magbiah, little by little, for that reason one has the halacha dvarim shedarkan bagbah. In other words, even though right now, in its present matzev, it is not darka bagbah, but still since one has the option of being magbiah. For that reason, we will apply the halacha dvarim shedarkan bagbah, bagbah in b'mashiach alai. The Ravid on the other end explains pshat in our Gemara as follows, and the Ravid explains, this our Gemara says, shiny pishtan d'mishtamet, our Gemara means to say, that if you hachi, even though the Shwifi Ravavi nichle bagbah tvei mimashicha mishom demeshtamet. In other words, even by Shifiravi, by Pishton, it is darkened by Agba and Naf and Meshicha, since it is Meshtamet. And because it is Meshtamet, for that reason, it is darkened by Agba and not darkened by Meshicha. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim between the Migash, the Rambam, and the Ravid. As far as something which is a Shifiravi, just one has the option of being Matir Agudai, and being Magbia Kalachas Avadai, where we say Dvarim Shadarkan Bagba, Bagbaanim, and Meshicha, lay or not. But here one can explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rimigash and the Rambam that the Rambam is going with Shitase. Since, as we mentioned before, the Rambam understands the Halacha Dvarim Shadarkan Bagba, Bagbaanim, and Meshicha, lay. Is because we say the Rabbanan were only Mesakan Meshicha, but Dvarim Shein Darkan Bagba, as long as one has the option of being Magbia, there was no Takana of Meshicha. On the other hand, this, that the Ravid argues, can be explained based on the Ravid that we mentioned before, that the Halacha of our Gemara is based on this, that it is Ein Darkev Meshicha, but as long as it is Darkev Meshicha, one is Koinev Meshicha. And for that reason, by Shvifi Ravavi, even if one has the option of being Matar Agude, but still, one will be able to be Koinev Meshicha. And according to the Shita of the Ravid that we mentioned before, one can only be Koinev Meshicha, not Bagba, since in the present situation it is Ein Darkei Behagba. That is the second Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara of Dvarim Shadarkan Bagba Bagba in B'Meshicha Lai, according to these Rishainim. A third Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara Dvarim Shadarkan Bagba Bagba in B'Meshicha Lai is as we find in the Rashbam, and so too is the Mashmos of Tesis. This that we say, the one can only be Kinyan Bagba, is not because we say that the Kinyan HaChashuva Yoyser is Mevatel HaShar Kinyanim, but rather we say that since Hagba is HaShuva Yoyser, for that reason, as far as the Derech Kinyan is concerned, the Derech is to be Kinyan Bagba and not Meshicha. And as far as Kinyanim, we look at the Derech Kinyan, how is it the Derech to be Kinyan? And for that reason, this that we say Dvarim Shadarkan Bagba Bagbaim B'Meshicha Lai is because it is a derech to be kaina bagba and not to be kaina b'meshicha. And Rabbanu were mesaken kinyonim according to the derech kinyon. That is the shita of the Rashbam and Tesis. So again, we have three basic malachim as far as how to explain Mishat in our Gemara if we are to understand that the halacha dvarim shadarkan bagba bagba in b'meshicha lai is not only referring to objects which the derech is not to be meshech. The first malach is by saying, as he explains, that there is a halacha that a kinyan hachashuva yoyser is mevatala shar kinyonim. From the Rambam, L'chir one sees another mahalach. This, that we say, dvarim shadarkan bagba bagboin b'meshicha lai, is because chachamim ro only mesaken meshicha b'dvarim she'ein darkon lagbia. B'dvarim shadarkon lagbia, chachamim were never mesaken meshicha. Chachamim ro only mesaken meshicha as a default option, if one does not have the option of doing Hagbah. The third Mahalach is as is mashma from the Rashbam and Tesis, that kinyonim are dependent on whichever way is the derech to be kaina. And in order to be kaina, one has to do kederech hakainim. That is the third Mahalach, as far as how to explain Pshat and Argumar Dvarim Shadarkan Bagba Bagba in B'Meshicha Lai, according to the Mahalach of the Ritva and the Ran. In our Gemara, as we mentioned before, we find that our Gemara asks the following kasha: Eisvei Avada Bar Masna Abaye Agoinav Kitz B'Shabes Chayev Shekvar Nischayev B'Gneva Kaidem Shiav Yudei Yisur Shabes Hoyu Megara V'Yoytze Megara V'Yoytze Potter Sharei Yisur Shabes U'Gneva Boin Ke'echad. On this, our Gemara asks for a kiss to Bar Gbal Hu V'Afiu Hachi Kani B'Meshicha. The Gemara answers by saying Amrle B'Misna Anonami B'Misna Kamina Amrle B'Midi D'Boi Misna. In the Gemara in Ksuvis, on the Famanalf, we find that the Gemara in Ksuvis asks the following kasha on this, that we learn to Megara v'yoytze potter shreser Shabbos v'ser gneva boin ke'echad. The Gemara asks that afke lehecha, I da afke v'shreser rabim iser Shabbos ike iser gneva leika. In the Gemara in Ksuvis, we find a number of mahalchim as far as how to answer this kasha. One of the mahalchim that the Gemara says is the mahalch that Rashbam brings down. That the Gemara explains, we are referring to a case here is Mitzaref Yodu Amata Migimel VeKibla, which as Rashbam explains, that he is Kaina B'Kinyan Meshicha with this, that he was Meshech the Chafetz into his Yad. The Rashbam goes on to explain that since Yadei Shaladim Chashuv Loi Kedal Rao Dalet, for that reason he is Kainev Loi Batul Agabei Rishas Arabim Agabei Kaniya. In the Gemara and Ksuvus we find the Ravina answers a kash with a different malach, and Ravina explains Lo Ilam Da'afke Rishas Arabim. And even though he was Moshech the Chifetz into Rishas Arabim, over Rishas Arabim Nami Kana. Now, as far as how to explain this, Ravina says Da'afke Rishas Arabim, over Rishas Arabim Nami Kana. We find two Mahalchim in Taisis and Ksuvis. In Taisis and Ksuvis Vashem the Ri, we find that the Ri explains that even though Ravina agrees to Abai and Rava, that Mashiach is not Koine Bershus Arabim, this Ravina explains that Afki Roshus Arabim and Roshus Arabim Nami Kona is only by a Ganif. Since Kinyone Shal Ganif is Rakwis Chaya Balintin Avoina Koine Shehe Shalai Wagamri, for that reason Mashiach Bershus Arabim works as far as a Kinyon was Chaya Balintin. But as far as Shar Kinyonim, even Ravina agrees to Abai and Rava that Mashiach is not Koine Birishos Arabim. That is the Mahalach of the Ri. The Ritzba on the other end explains this, Ravina says, Ulam Da'afki Roshos Arabim, Roshos Arabim Nami Kona, is because Ravina argues on Abai and Rava, and Ravina understands that Mashiach is Koine Birishos Arabim. In the Rambam, in Perkei Mo Mehilchos Ganeiva L'Chabes, we find brings down the brace of Agunav Kis B'Shabbos, and the Rambam does not bring down any of the Ukimtis that are mentioned in the Gemara. And so it's we find in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat Simen Shin and Aleph. In the Goyin, in Simen Shemem Ches of Katan Tesval, we find that the Goyin explains Pshat in the Sheet of the Rambam and the Sheet of the Mechaber. This of the Rambam and the Mechaber do not bring down any of the Ukimtis of the Gemara and Ksuvis, is because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are going B'Shitas Ravina, who explain that Ulam Da'afki Roshos Arabim Uroshos Arabim Nami Kona, and one does not need any of the other Okimtis which are mentioned in the Gemara. And even though the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin the Mashiach B'Shos Arabim is not Kena, but still the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch understand Pshat and Ravina like the Sheet of the Ri. The Ravina also agrees that Mashiach is not Koine B'Shos Arabim, and this Ravina says that Mashiach is Koine B'Shos Arabim is only referring to a Ganif. Since the Kenyan of a Ganif is only a Schaia Ba'insin, for that reason Mashiach or B'Shos Arabim will work. In the Rashbam, as we mentioned before, the Rashbam explains this, that Megara V'Yotze is Pater, since we say Yisr Shabbos for Yisr Geneva Ba'im Kechad. This, that he is Koine B'Mashiach, is referring to a case that he was Mitzaref Yadei L'Matami Gimel, which as we mentioned before is one of the Ukimtis of the Gemara and Ksuvis. And the Rashbam does not bring down the Teretz of Ravina that Megara V'Yoyitze is Kaina, since Mashiach B'Rishos HaRabim works. Now one has to understand why in the Rashbam bring down the Teretz of Ravina that we are referring to a case of Afki Roshos HaRabim U'Rishos HaRabim Nami Kana. Here one can explain this, that the Rashbam did not bring down the Teretz of Ravina, is because the Rashbam understands that Ravina argues in Abaye and Rava, and Ravina understands that Mashiach Rishas HaRabim is Kaina. And since our sugya is going Rishitas Abaye, for that reason, the Rashbam has to explain this, that Megara V'Yotze is Kaina is not because he was Afki Rishas HaRabim. Had he been Afki Rishas HaRabim, the Mashiach would not be Kaina, since Abaye holds Mashiach Rishas HaRabim is not Kaina. And for that reason, the Rashbam has to explain Megara V'Yotze, this one is Koine B'Mashiach, with the other Mahalachim that are mentioned in the Gemara and Ksuvas, and not the Mahalach of Ravina. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Rashbam is based on this, how we find in the Shar HaMelech, that the Shar HaMelech in Perek Gimel Mehilchos Kaneva L'Chabes asks the following kash on the Rambam: what is Pshat in this when the Rambam brings down the Halacha of the Breisa of Agunev Kis V'Shabbos? The Rambam does not bring down the Kimta of our Gemara. They were referring to something Debol Misna, and we are referring to a Kis Kodol, since only a Kis Kodol is Nikna B'Mashiach. A Kis that is not a Kis Kodol is not Nikna B'Mashiach, but rather such a Kis is only Nikna B'Agba, as our Gemara says. So to explain Pshat and Ashmata of the Rambam, we find the Shar HaMelech says as follows. The Shar HaMelech explains based on this that we mentioned before, that the Rambam explains this, that Megara V'Yotze is Kaina, even though generally speaking, Mashiach B'Rishos HaRabim is not Kaina, is because a Ganef is an exception, and by a Ganef, Mashiach B'Rishos HaRabim will work. And since the Rambam explains This the Megar of Yoytzi is Kaina. Is because Aganif is an exception for that reason. The Rambam understands that one cannot apply the rule of Agmor Dvarim Shadarkam Bagba in Bimeshichawai. And even as far as Dvarim Shadarkam Bagba, but still by Aganif Meshicha will help. And for that reason one can explain Pshat and the Braisa that the Braisa is even referring to something which is Darka Bagba, and the Braisa is not only referring to something Debo Misna. This that our Gemara explains, that the Braisa is referring to something which is Bo Misna, is because our Gemara understands Pshat and the Braisa this that Megar V'yetzi is Kaina, is not like Ravina explains, that by Ganef, Meshicha B'Shasirabim is Kaina. But rather, our Gemara explains Pshat and the Braisa like the other Ukimtis that we find in the Gemara in Ksuvis, that a real Meshicha is taking place, and a Ganef is not an exception. That is how the Shar Melech explains Pshat and the Shita of the Rambam. And so too one can explain Pshat and the Rashbam in our Sugya. This that the Rashbam explains, Pshat and the Braisa of Megara V'yaita according to the Ukimtis that are mentioned in the Gemara in Ksuvis. And the Rashbam does not explain Pshat and the Braisa according to Ravina. And so too we find in the Rimigash and the Rashba, is because the Rashbam understands that the entire Kasha of our Gemara is based on this, our Gemara understands Pshat and the Braisa, that a regular Meshicha is taking place, like the Ukimtis of the Gemara in Ksuvis. Only then can our Gemara ask what happens to the rule of Dvarim Shadarkam Bagba in B'Meshicha Lai. Had our Gemara understood Pshat and the Braisa like Ravina, that a Ganef is an exception, our Gemara would not be able to apply the rule of Dvarim Shadarkam Bagba in B'Meshicha Lai. But rather by a Ganef we will say that even as far as Dvarim Shadarkam Bagba, but still Meshicha will work. Now, here one has to understand Pshat in the Shar HaMelech. What is Pshat in this that the Shar HaMelech says that according to Ravina, who understands that by Ganef Afke or Shasarabim is Kaina, for that reason we will not apply the rule of Dvarim Shadarkam Bagba in B'Meshichalai. So here to explain Pshat in the Shar HaMelech, one has to say as follows, that the Shar HaMelech understands this that we say Dvarim Shadarkam Bagba in B'Meshichalai, is because we say that the Yisayid of Kenyan Hagbah and the Yisayid of Kenyan Meshicha is because with Hagbah and with Meshicha one has Achnasa or Shusay. And even though we find the Meshicha is Kaina Besimta, but still as we find in the Rishonim, for example, in the Raman Ois Chavav, and in Rabbi Yehuda before in Daf Pedalad, this a Meshicha is Kaina Besimta is only because it is considered Achnasa or Shusay. And based on this, that is considered Achnasa or Shusay, that is why one is kaina with Meshicha. This that Agbah is kaina b'chomakim, and Agbah even works b'shasarabim, is as we find in the Ramah that the Ramah says, "Dekivon da Agbah v'adei afke mereshusa da v'koi v'gavei v'aile mereshusa d'nafshei." And so too we find in this man Simon Kuf Sadi Zayin to Katan Gimel. This man explains this how we find that Agbah is kaina b'chomakim, is because we say afim hubish asarabim oibish asamaychem ikomokim bamesh magbiya biyadim meviyay oisei or shusay dechomash ubi adadam areyo kiomunach beveisay. And since both kinyanim are based on this that one has achnas or shusay, for that reason we will say that dvarim shadarkam bagba in b'meshich alai, is because since Hagba is a better type of Achnas or Shusay, wherever one has the option of doing a better type of Achnas or Shusay, the Achnas or Shusay of Meshicha is not considered Achnas or Shusay. As long as one has the option of doing a better Achnas or Shusay, then by doing Achnas or Shusay, which is not as good, is not seen as Achnas or Shusay. And for that reason we say that Dvarim Shadarkam Bagba in B'Meshicha Lai. And for that reason, the Shar HaMelech understands that according to Ravina, who says that by Ganef Meshicha B'Shasarabim is Kaina, from there one sees this, that Meshicha B'Shasarabim is Kaina by Ganef is not because one has Achnas or Shusay. With a Meshicha B'Shasarabim, one does not have Achnas or Shusay. This, that Meshicha B'Shasarabim is Kaina by Ganef, is only as we find by Rabbi Chanan and Baba Basra and Eis Shin Ches. And Bar Abchaim and Shurei Rabbeinu Chaim and Bavakam and Daf Sadi Zayin, is because we say that Meshicha is made up of two components. The first part of Meshicha is this, that he's being Moitzi the Chayfetz Mershus Abaylam. The second part of Meshicha is this, that he's being Machnes the Chayfetz L'Reshusay. And therefore, as far as Kinyanim is concerned, in order to be Kinyan the Chayfetz, one needs in order to be kind of the chayfetz b'mashicha. As far as Geneva is concerned, on the other hand, all one needs is this, that he's being meitzi the chayfetz merishos habaylam in order to be kine kinyone Geneva. And therefore, as far as the ganef, the one does not need that the mashicha should be considered achnas or reshusay. For that reason, we will not apply the rule dvarim shadarkam bagbah in b'mashicha lai. Now, as far as agbah is concerned, we find that agbah works even if he is not magbiah the chayfetz b'yadav. For example, as we find in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chaf Hem HaBeis, the one can be kind of a peel through Chavilei's Meiris, even though the peel is not Munach Be'adav. And so too we find that even if something is only Mugbah Mikoyche, that itself is enough to be kind of a Kenyan Hagbah. In Teisus Mavakama, on Daf Tzadik Chasim and Aleph, we find that Teisus says the following Chiddush. This, that Hagbah Mikoyche works, is only by Yoinim, that is a Derech to be Magbiah the Yoinim Mikoyche. But as far as something that is not a derech to magbia mikoychei, then agbah will not work. Rameir Simcha and Hilchas Mechira Parakalaf HaChadal asks the following to me on Taisis. How can Taisis say this when it's kaina yoinim b'agbah? Is only because it is a derech to magbia yoinim mikoychei. In Taisis Narsugya and other Yushenim, one sees that as far as agbah is concerned, one does not need dvarim shadarkan b'agbah, but rather even as far as objects that are not dark and bagbah, but still one is kind of bagbah. And so too we should say that one should be able to be kind of yoinim even had they not been dvarim shadark and bagbah. So to answer this question and explain pshat and teishas on the common, we find that Meir Simcha says as follows. This how we find in teishas narasugya, that as far as agbah, one can be kind of bagbah even as far as objects that are not dark and bagbah, is only as far as agbah, which is considered achnas or shusei. For example, if he picked up the object biyadav. If someone picked up the object biyadav, then we have achnasa or shusay. And as long as we have achnasa or shusay, even though it is not davar shadarka bagbah, but it's the one who be kina bagbah, since we have achnasa or shusay. On the other hand, as far as agbah, which he was not magbiya biyadav, and the chayfetz is not munach biyadav, for example, in the case of teisis mavakama, that he was just magbia the yoinim mikoicha. Since the chayfet is not munach b'rishusei, for that reason, in order to be kaina bagbah, one needs a davar shadarka bagbah. For Rameir Simcha Ochir, one sees that there are two different types of agbah. There is agbah which is considered achnas or b'rishusei, and then there is agbah which is not considered achnas or b'rishusei. And this that we say, that agbah is kaina even as far as something which is not davar shadarka bagbah, is only as far as the agbah of hachnasa b'rishusei. But as far as the other type of agbah, in order for that agbah to be kaina, one needs a davar shadarka bagbah. Well, here this, the Meir Simcha differentiates between the agbah of hachnasa b'rishusei, that such agbah works even as far as something which is not darka bagbah. On the other hand, as far as the other type of agbah, which is not agbah of hachnasa b'rishusei, then one needs dvarim shadarka bagbah. V'chirip Shat and Amir Simcha is as follows. This that we find in Taisis and Arsugya. The one does not need Dvarim Shadarkam Bagbah as far as Agbah is concerned, and Agbah is even kind of objects that are not Darkam Bagbah, is because at the end of the day, the Chayfetz was Nichnas or Shusay. And the Chayfetz of such a Kinyan Agbah is not because one has a Maisa Kinyan, but rather the Chayfetz of Kinyan Agbah is because the Chayfetz was Nichnas or Shusay with his hagbah, and therefore, even if it is not a davar shadarka bagbah, but still the chayfetz was nichnas or shusay. This that one needs a davar shadarka bagbah is only when the kinyan is a regular maisa kinyan. If the kinyan is a regular maisa kinyan, then we say that in order to be considered a maisa kinyan, one has to move the chayfetz kedarkai. If one did not move the chayfetz in a regular fashion, then the ma'isa is not considered a ma'isa kinyan. And for that reason, Meir Simcha says that as far as agbah, which is not agbah b'yadav, that such agbah is not considered achnas or shusay. For that reason, one needs a davar shadarka b'agbah in order to be kinyan, as we find in Taisis Mavakama. This we mentioned before, b'shem the Ravid, that the Ravid understands that even as far as agbah is concerned, in order for agbah to be kinyan, one needs a davar shadarka bagbah. V'chirip shat in the Ravid is because the Ravid understands that this hagbah is kaina is not because we have achnas or shusay, but rather this hagbah is kaina is because hagbah is considered a regular maisa kinyan. And therefore one has the rule that in order to be considered a Maisa Kinyan, one has to move the Chayfetz Kedarkai. If one did not move the Chayfetz Kedarkai, it is not considered a Maisa Kinyan. And even though we have Achnasa Rishusei, but again, the Yusayid of Kinyan Hagbah is because we have a Maisa Kinyan, not with this, that we have Achnasa Rishusei. And therefore one can explain that the Machlokes HaRishenim, if by Hagbah there is a Chsarin of Dover Shein Darka Hagbah or not, is dependent upon a fundamental Machlokes as far as how to understand Kinyan Hagbah. Is Hagbah a regular Maisa Kinyan, or do we understand that the Yusayid of Kinyan Hagbah is because we have Achnasa Rishusei? This, that Tesis and other Rishonim understand that by Hagbah works even as far as something which is Ein Darka Hagbah, is because Tesis understands that the Yusayid of Kinyan Hagbah is because we have Achnasa Rishusei. On the other hand, this, that the Ravid argues, is as we mentioned before, since the Ravid understands that Hagbah is a regular Maisa Kinyan. And for that reason, there is a chesaron of Dover Shein Darka Hagbah, that as far as something which is Ein Darka Hagbah, one cannot be Kina Hagbah. Now, okay, one has to understand, if we are to say that as far as a Kinyan, which the Yusayid HaKinyan is Achnasa Rishusei, there is no chesaron of Ein Darka, what is pshat in this, that we find that by Mashiach, even though, as we mentioned before, the Yusayid of Kinyan Mashiach, is with this that one has Achnasa Rishusei? If so, why is there a chesaron of Dvarim Shadakim Bagbah in B'Mashiach Alay? So here to explain Pshat in this, that we find that by Mashiach there is a Chesaron of Dvarim Shadakim Bagbah in B'Mashiach Alay. Well, here one can say, based on this, that we mentioned before B'Shem Neshar HaMelech, that as far as the Dover Shadakim Bagbah, only Hagbah is considered Achnas or Rishusei, and the Chayfetz is not considered Nechnas or Rishusei with the Mashiach. If one can do a better Achnasa or Shusai, then anything less than the best Achnasa or Shusai is not considered that the object was Nichnas or Shusai. And for that reason, Mashiach is not Kaina B'Dover Shadarke Bagbah. Now getting back to the Shamalch that we mentioned before, who explains that according to Avina, who understands that Mashiach B'Haganef is Kaina B'Shusai Rabim, then we will not apply the rule of Dvarim Shadarke Bagbah in B'Mashiach Alay. As we mentioned before, one can explain Pshat in the Shar HaMelech, that the Shar HaMelech understands Pshat and the rule of Dvarim Shadarkam Bagbah in B'Mashiach Alay, is because we say that as far as something which is Darka Bagbah, anything less than Agbah is not considered Achnasa or Shusai. And therefore, according to Avinu, one understands that by Mashiach HaBayganef one does not need Achnasa or Shusai. For that reason, we will not apply the rule of Dvarim Shadarkam Bagbah in B'Mashiach Alay. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Shar HaMelech. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Shar HaMelech is by saying, based on this, how we mentioned before, b'shem the Ri, that the Ri explains this, that we say Dvarim Shadarkam Bagbah in B'Mashiach Alay, is because Agbah is a better Kinyan than Mashiach. And therefore we will say that the Kinyan Chashav is Mevatel, the Kinyan which is less Chashav. This, that Agbah is a better Kinyan than Mashiach, is only as far as Achnasa or Shusei of Hagbah is concerned. As far as Achnasa or Shusei, the Achnasa or Shusei of Hagbah is better than Achnasa or Shusei of Mashiach. But as far as Mashiach B'Shus HaRabim, which as we mentioned before, this, and Mashiach B'Shus HaRabim is Kaina B'Haganef, is because B'Haganef one needs the Itzah Mirshus Bailam. In order to be Kaina B'Kinyan Mashiach, as far as Itzah Mirshus Bailam is concerned, there is no Maila of Hagbah to Mashiach. Hagbah and Mashiach are equal as far as Eitzah Mirshus HaBailam. And therefore, as far as a Kinyan of Eitzah Mirshus HaBailam, we will not say that the Kinyan Chashav is Mevatel the Kinyan, which is less Chashav, since there is no Kinyan which is more Chashav than Mashiach. Hagbah is not any more Chashav than Mashiach as far as Eitzah Mirshus HaBailam is concerned. And for that reason, we will not apply the rule of Dvarim Shadarkam Bagbah in B'Mashiach Alay. That is another Malach with which one can explain Pshat in the Shar HaMelech. In the Machzah Shekel and Arsugi, on the other hand, we find that the Machzah Shekel argues on the Shar HaMelech, and the Machzah Shekel understands that even according to the Shita of Ravina, but still, we will apply the rule of Dvarim Shadarkam Bagbah in B'Mashiach Alay. What Chayyip Pshat in the Machzah Shekel is because the Machzah Shekel understands this, that we say Dvarim Shadarkam Bagbah in B'Mashiach Alay, like one of the other Mahalchim that we mentioned before. And for that reason, even as far as Mashiach B'Shus HaRabim is concerned, but still, we will apply the rule Dvarim Shadarkam Bagbah in B'Mashiach Alay. But now a chayo one has to understand pshat in the Shar HaMelech. How can the Shar HaMelech say that as far as Mashiach b'shus harabim is concerned, we will not apply the rule of Dvarim Shadarkim Bagba Bagbaim b'Mashiach Alay? And for that reason, the Rambam did not bring down the Kimta of our Gemara, that the Brayse of Megara v'Yetzir is referring to something which is Bola Misna. As we mentioned before, the Rambam understands the rule of Dvarim Shadarkim Bagba Bagbaim b'Mashiach Alay is because we say the Rabbanon were only Mesakin Mashiach as far as something which is not Darke Bagba. The entire Kinyan Mashiach is only Nesakin as far as something which is not Darke Bagba. Therefore, we should say that even according to Ravina, but still Mashiach B'Shas Rabim should not work since Rabbanu were not Nesakin Mashiach, B'Dover Shadarke Bagba. So to explain Pshat in the Shar HaMelech, according to the Shita of the Rambam that we mentioned before, Lechayon has to say as follows. This, that by Ganef Mashiach B'Shas Rabim works, is not as we mentioned before B'Shem Reb Chaim En Obochanan. That by Ganef, all one needs, is the part of Mashiach Veitzar Mershos Bailam, but rather by Ganef, one does not need Mashiach whatsoever, but rather all one needs is a Maisa Geneva in order to be Kaina. And as long as he is Maiti the Chayfetz Mershos Bailam, one has a Maisa Geneva. And this Arvina understands, that Afki Mershos Rabim is Kaina, is because by Ganef all one needs is a Maisa Geneva, and by Avkei Oshas Harabim one has a Maisa Geneva. And since by Ganef, according to Avino, all one needs is a Maisa Geneva, for that reason, we will not apply the rule of Dvarim Shadarkam Bagba Bagba In B'Mashiach Alay. And therefore by Ganef, even if we are to say that Mashiach is only Kainim Adrabanan, but as far as the Ganef is concerned, with his Eitzah Mershas Abaylam, he will be Kaina the Chayfetz Minatera, and he will have Kinyoni Geneva in the object that he stole Minatera. Since as far as a Ganef, one does not need a Mashiach, all one needs is a Maisa Geneva. And therefore one can say, that if one would explain Pshat and Ravina, like the Ritzbah that we mentioned before, who explains Ravina argues on Abaya and Rava, and Ravina understands that Mashiach is Kaina B'Shas Rabim, even by someone who is not a Ganef, then the Shar HaMelech will agree to the Machzah Shakel that we will apply the rule of Dvarim Shadarkam Bagba Bagba In B'Mashiach Alay, even as far as the Mashiach, which is Kaina B'Shas Harabim. This, that the Shar HaMelech understands that according to Ravina, we will not apply the rule of Dvarim Shadarkam Bagba, is only because the Shar HaMelech understands Pshat and Ravina, like the Ri that we mentioned before, who explains Ravina is only referring to a Ganef. Since by a Ganef, all one needs is a Maisa Geneva, one does not need to have a Mashiach. And therefore one can say this, that the Machzah Shakel argues on the Shar HaMelech is because Machzah Shakel understands that even according to Ravina, and even if we are to understand Pshat and Ravina like the Pshat of the Ri, the Ravina is only referring to a Ganef, but still one needs a Maisa Mashiach. This, a Mashiach B'Shas Rabim works, is only as we mentioned before B'Shem Reb Chaim and Rav Chanan, is because by a Ganef, all one needs is a Chilak of Mashiach V'Yitzar Mirshas Abayam in order to be Kaina B'Kinyan Mashiach. That is a chayra, how one can explain Pshat in the Shar HaMelech and explain Pshat in the Machlekes between the Shar HaMelech and the Machzah Shakel.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.